Ooh, sometimes you just got to tell the devil, leave you alone. Sometimes you just got to just shake off the stuff that's bothering you and just recognize you're in the presence of God. Let me give you a word out of Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 real quickly. Those of you who may have been here Wednesday, you were blessed like I was to hear this word, but those maybe who weren't, let's bless you this morning. The Bible said, Paul said in Colossians 2, verse 10, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Church, Jesus Christ is above everything. He's before everything and ahead of everything in your life, in the world, and even in the universe. Before you ever sinned, he was already your Redeemer, waiting for you to come to him. When you had your first revelation of God, it was Christ's image that you beheld. Christ is your hope of the resurrection. Because he has already experienced it, he has made it possible for you to experience it as well. Amen. The word complete in that text in Colossians 2 carries the idea to fill up or to be full, to make full perfect, a true supply, if you would, to make so full as to cause to abound or to furnish another's supply. A complete Christ is what I'm saying makes his people complete. His completeness is your completeness. When you find the whole fullness of God himself, it's brought within your reach. You need not to resort to anything else to supply your spiritual needs. Therefore, when you're empty, he'll fill you up. When you're weak, he'll make you strong. When you stand in need, he'll supply what you need. When you're confused, he'll give you some wisdom. When you're seeking, he'll give you a destiny. When you're anxious, he'll give you some peace. And when you feel like you're all by yourself, this is my favorite one, he will be a friend. As believers, I want you to shout this morning, if for no other reason, because the God of heaven has allowed you one more day. One more day to get it right. And I don't know about you, I need one more day. I need some help. I need some encouragement. I need some comfort. I need some peace. I need, because I live in a world that ain't giving me what I need. And I don't know about you, I'm not going to go through this life without getting what I need. I'm tired of feeling empty. I'm tired of feeling left out. I'm tired of the tired being tired. And when you get sick and tired, I heard of being sick and tired, you learn to do something about it. I don't come to church because I ain't got nothing else to do. I come because I need a Savior. I come because I need to give him the praise because he's been helping me all week long. And I know some of you are suffering out there. I've prayed with a few of you this morning on the spot, and I want you to know that the God of heaven is listening to you this morning. Doesn't matter what you're going through, he already knows what you're going through. He wants you just to trust him in the state that you're in right now, that he's going to do something marvelous in your life. I read somewhere, Deja, that I was fearfully and wonderfully made. And a God who would fix me and make me fearfully and wonderfully, I don't think is a God who'd give up on me. I think he's a God that will continue to see through what he started in me. Was that not Paul's encouragement in the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this one thing, that he who has begun a good work in you, amen, it's something about when God gets to starting stuff in you, amen, let the truth be told, God ought not to start nothing inside of me, I ain't no good. But when God sees that there can be a good work put into this man, I'm going to let God do the good work he's going to do. Amen. Sometimes what I'm saying, you just got to encourage yourself. If God has chosen you, if you believe that he has given you an opportunity to be a child of the Most High God, who are you to doubt yourself? Who are you to step in God's way and not allow God to do with you what he's intended for you to do? Who are you, to hinder your own blessing? Why don't you just step out the way and let God bless the rest of you who wants it? Amen. Sometimes you just got to move your negative self out the way. That thought that's hindering you from getting to where you need to go, you just need to let that thought go. Amen. I don't know who this is for this morning, but the Spirit been speaking to me. Y'all probably saw me get up and go to the back. Yeah, I want to know what's going on with Hawthorne. I want to know where the energy's at this morning. I want to know what's on your mind this morning. But further than that, I want to know what the Spirit has to say to us so that we can get to where the Spirit really wants us to go. I don't know about you. We've been dealing with this Spirit, and since we've been talking about this Spirit, the devil's been getting busy. Have y'all noticed that? He ain't just been getting busy, though, in the collective realm of things. He don't come to us head on as a church. No, he gets busy in our individual lives. He comes sneaking up on you when you roll down aisle 13 and you know you ain't supposed to be down that aisle. Amen. He wants to roll up on you to see where your head is at, where your mind is at. And it seems like the more you try to get close to God, the more the devil rolls up on you. And that's his job. You need to be aware of that. You need to know that. And what you do is you bind that demon where he at. And you tell him, you know what, I can't fool with you, but Jesus can. I can't do nothing with you, but the word of God can. I don't know what you're here for, but I ain't going to let you take away from me what God has given to me. Amen. Sometimes you just got to step and encourage yourself. You got to just kind of shrug your shoulders off and just keep it pushing. Keep it moving. Smile amidst the conflict that you're in. Smile amidst the adversity that's going on. Smile amidst the problems that you have. And just learn to trust God at his word. I'm trying to get you ready for this sermon this morning, because the sermon title, as you have seen inside your bulletin, is entitled NSF. And sometimes I'm coming to understand the reason why we can't do and be what God wants us to be is because we ain't been investing in him. See, when trouble hits and comes your way, you're discouraged and you're distraught because you ain't been putting nothing in, so you can't take nothing out. Are y'all still with me this morning? I want to just encourage you before we get to the text, because you got to know you're a complete person. If you're going to follow after Christ, if you're going to do what God has asked you to do, then start being the person he's chosen you to be. Why don't you smile a little bit more? Amen. That usually happens when you're around God. Amen. Amen. Why don't you have a little bit more joy in your heart? That usually happens when you understand what he's done for you. Amen. Have a sense of encouragement for somebody else. That usually happens when you know he encouraged you first. Do I got any believers in here who know what it's like to be a child of the Most High God? I think we got to start there first this morning, because I need you to know you are somebody. Sometimes that little simple phrase comes out and don't nobody want to say it. It sounds all retarded, but I want you to say it with me. Say, I am somebody. Tell yourself, I am somebody. And give the three times the charm. I am somebody. And Peter said, you're a chosen generation, 1 Peter 2, verse 9, a holy nation, God's own special people, whom he's called out of darkness into a marvelous light. I don't know about you. I used to have bad days, and I still have them, but they don't outweigh my good days. I don't care what you say about the bad day. When the bad day comes, I'm looking forward to the good day. And when the good day get there, I ain't going to allow the bad day of yesterday to interrupt with the good day of today. Say amen when you can. You have to move past the stuff that's designed to hinder you and start letting God bless your life. Is that all right? Yeah. All right. How you feeling, Hawthorne? Yeah. Is Hawthorne in the house? Yeah. Amen. Maybe you just need a little more of a pep talk this morning. Amen. No, y'all fine. Can we go to the Bible now? Yeah. Are y'all ready to get into the word? Yeah. All right. So Hawk ain't been here, but word up. Where's it at? Let's see it. Maybe that's why you ain't feeling too good. Maybe you got song books in your hand and you're reading other books. Now, where's the Bible at this morning? Amen. Electronically is good. Even if you don't know how to do it, just Google it. The verse will come up. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. I thank you, my brother Mike, for reading that so well. I won't reread it again, but I want you to watch this. In our text, Paul, I believe, encourages us. He encourages us to hope in the spiritual blessings that are found only in Christ Jesus. Furthermore, Paul suggests in verse number 9 of the text that heaven awaits those of us who love the Lord. Anybody want to shout right along in there? Yeah. Ain't you glad we're going to heaven one day? How many of y'all ready to get rid of this old place? How many of y'all ready to give up your old body? I see like 10 folk here. Y'all must be the saved folk this morning. Amen. In just case you missed it on Wednesday, that'll teach you to be here. You know, we over here on the right side. This is the righteous chairs over here. Amen. It's all right. The rest of y'all go on back to sleep. We'll see you next Wednesday. But I'm so glad that heaven awaits those who love the Lord. But I also find that Paul alludes in the text not only to heaven, but on this side of heaven, that we as believers see things others don't see. And we know things others can't, because the Spirit reveals to us the bigger picture eternally. Look at Paul's question in our text. Who knows what God is doing? Only the Spirit of God, he says. The same spirit, might I add, that was given to you and me. John chapter 14, verse 16. The Spirit of God reveals to us his people that which human eyes can't see, that which human ears don't hear. We see others, things others don't. We hear things others can't because the Holy Spirit ministers to our spirits concerning the spiritual truth. As a result, we look at the world around us entirely differently. For example, the spiritual man says no matter what the forecasters are predicting economically, the scriptures tell me God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches. Not only will he supply them all, but he'll pull what I need out of his riches. Y'all go on and hang there for just a moment. Because when you know he has been rich towards you, when you know he has riches, your little need don't mean nothing to the riches of heaven. When you need some love, ain't no problem. He's rich in his love, Ephesians chapter 2. How do you know? His great love wherewith he has loved you. He's granted you mercy. He's granted you grace. You woke up this morning because of God. Mercy was the vehicle that delivered the grace card to your life this morning. You didn't wake up because of the alarm clock. You woke up because of grace. Amen. Don't believe me. Take an alarm clock, put it out there at the cemetery, and when it go off, see who gets up. It ain't the alarm clock that does that. It's the God of heaven who does that. He says, you get up this morning, my child, and you come on and you walk through the day and let me supply all the things that you need. What you need, a little money in your pocket? No problem. I give you a job. Say amen when you can. I know it'll be rough on that job, but here's some peace to go with the job. And when you get there, I know they're going to be mean to you, but just smile. Because it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So as they're low on energy toward the end of the day, you still going to be happy and full of energy. Are you with me, church? Sometimes you have to just appreciate the things that God is doing for you. He'll give you the things that you need out of the riches which he possesses. That's for the spiritual man. Amen. It sounded like we had at least 20 of y'all in here. Amen. But the physical man is different. He goes to food for less, if you would. Because the first thing on his mind is saving. And then while he's there, he puts his investments in his physical life by buying all natural and naturally grown foods to sustain himself. When a lady pushes her way in front of him in the checkout line, he gets upset because it's only natural. And at that, after ringing up his groceries, the checker accidentally gives him too much change, and he keeps it. Naturally, we call that a come up. Y'all still with me? Then he comes home and does what comes naturally to him. He eats and he drinks and is somewhat merry. Until the emptiness in his soul drives him to look for something else. So what does he do? He comes to a Bible study. He hears the word of God being taught, the scriptures being discussed. But the text would remind us that they are foolishness to him, because as a natural man, he is spiritually broke, spiritually empty, and spiritually insufficient. How about you this morning? Are you spiritually rich? Are you spiritually full? Are you spiritually relevant? Or, I didn't even want to say the or, but you got to throw the or in there. Or, are you spiritually broke? Are you spiritually empty? Have you rendered yourself spiritually insufficient? You were given two envelopes this morning. Go on, pull them out and get ready. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. You're gonna get hit this morning, and it's gonna hurt. Are you listening? But I want you to know there's some balm in Gilead that will heal you if you just trust God. Is that all right? I have a good old wonderful illustration up there, a good little PowerPoint picture of a broken piggy bank. And it unfortunately has no money in it. And unfortunately, it has an IOU. I want you to grab the envelope that has a W on it. And I want to just kind of break down NSF for you this morning. And that's the title of my sermon. No Spiritual Funds. It seems to me that sometimes when I need God the most, when I need, I'm saying, His grace, His mercy, His peace and His comfort, He'll give it to me. But then there's those other attributes where I need to be a little long-suffering. Don't open your envelope yet. When, you know, I need to be long-suffering and I'm looking for it. Yeah, some of y'all can't follow directions. Y'all heard that at the beginning of the whole service. Do not open your envelope until you are told so. And all I said was grab your envelopes and pull them out and get ready. Amen. That's why some of us, even this morning, are still broke. Because we don't follow instructions. That don't cost you nothing. That's a freebie. Amen. Amen. You on the good side of things already. You ain't even in the hole. I just gave you some free advice right there. It didn't cost you a dime. You didn't have to spend no money. Listen to instructions. All right. Back to the sermon. Now, what's interesting to me is you find Paul in our text explaining to us as believers that we can understand what's on God's mind because the Spirit knows exactly what's on God's mind. And when you allow the Spirit of God to lead you and direct you, when you've invested into the Spirit of God, it'll let you know what you need even before you need it. That's why Paul would tell Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, or chapter 1, verse 7, I'm sorry, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. When you need some sound advice, let the Spirit talk to you. Let it give you what you need. Anybody know in the financial world what NSF means? I'm listening. For those of you who have been broke like me before, and maybe still broke like me now, you understand what NSF means every now and then. Amen. I know what we teach. You need to have, you know, a good credit score. You need to make sure you do well in financial world. Don't have no NSF on your account. You know, make sure you're a good steward over things. But sometimes you're just flat out broke. Amen. Okay, how many of y'all ever had an NSF in the financial world? Raise your hand. Let me make sure I talk to you. Woo, praise the Lord. I ain't by myself. At least look, baby, we ain't by ourselves this morning. I'm so glad that I'm not by myself. What does NSF mean? Oh, Jesus. I want you to open up your first envelope that has the W on it. It ain't a check. God bless you. It ain't a check. If it is, it's probably going to bounce. And when it bounces, you will get an NSF because it's going to take the $31 in your account and a five to fix it. In that wonderful envelope, what do you got? A withdrawal slip. And what's on the front? Lord Jesus, imagine going to the bank. This just so happens to be Chase. And imagine you go to give them a withdrawal slip for X amount of money on the physical end of things. And they tell you, we're sorry, but at this time, we cannot honor your request. What is that going to do to you? How's that going to make you feel? Hey, crying, amen. Y'all ever needed some money but didn't have it and all you could do was cry? Amen. Hey, I know y'all with me this morning. Now imagine spiritually, you go into the bank of God and you hand him a withdrawal slip. And imagine getting this reply back from God, and it reads as follows. To whom it may concern, I regret to inform you that you have a bad rating concerning your account as well as your credit score spiritually. At this time, your account has an NSF, no spiritual funds. because you have made no spiritual deposits, which at this time we must decline you any spiritual credit. Could you imagine going to God needing some long suffering because that brother or sister done got on your last nerve and you just can't get none? Deeper than that, can you imagine you needing the mercy and grace of God to be over your life because you've been acting crazy and God says, well, no, that done ran out on you. I'm so glad God don't do us like this world does us. Are you with me? And I'm also glad that God will allow you to have some things that you don't deserve. Amen. And it's in hopes that you start following and doing what God asks you to do. So let me ask a deeper question. I know what we want to ask about our physical credit score, but let's ask the question, what does your spiritual credit score look like this morning? A perfect score would be, I'm saved. A good score would be, I'm trying to be saved. A bad score would be, well, child, I'm working on it. And a poor score would literally be lost. Where do you fit this morning? I know what we want to say as believers. We want to say we're on point and we're doing everything God wants us to do, but let's be real with ourselves. Is it possible that we are spiritually broke? Is it possibly, spiritually I have rendered myself irrelevant because I think I can tiptoe in both worlds, do my thing, and then hop here on Sunday and do his thing? Because if that be the case, I'm sorry to tell us we are insufficient this morning. We have rendered ourselves no spiritual funds. So sometimes we come in here and we don't got praise on our lips. Y'all quiet. I told you, you're going to get hit. It's going to hurt. I get it. Because it hit me first. Amen. We don't have no smile on our face. Amen. Don't want to shake Deja's hand after he rolled on us this morning. Y'all quiet, amen. I'm just trying to be real up along in here because if we're going to let the Spirit lead us, there's going to be some stuff that's uncomfortable. It's going to confront us. Does the Spirit not do that? Have we not learned that? And it only not does confront us, but it what? It convicts us. It lets us know that, hey, you ain't measuring up like you think you're measuring up. But the good thing about, the Spirit, he's with God and God is he and they all agree. And so he consoles you. He lets you know everything's going to be all right. Y'all look like you need some Bible. No problem. Let's run to Luke chapter 18 this morning, round about verse number 18. And I want to deliver you two ideas this morning that I believe that are vitally important for us to look at when it comes to our spiritual account. The first idea is you're broke. And you don't even know it. You think you're just having a day. You think you're just having a moment. And you're broke spiritually. And you don't even know it. Y'all ever been broke and didn't know it? Yeah. How many of y'all done been, and you went to the store and you knew you had that money in there? So you loaded up your stuff. And you confidently put it on the conveyor belt. Amen. I mean, confident. Ooh, I can't wait to get home. Y'all ever been there? Yeah. Only to get up there and you go to slide your card and you get a insufficient funds. And then you better try that again. No, that ain't right. I just came by the bank. Amen. I know we've been there before, and I know it's funny. It ain't funny at the time, though. You're looking around. The folk at you behind you looking at you like, Knew you didn't have no money. And some of y'all know you ain't got no money. Some of y'all know you're broke, but you got that overdraft on your account. Say amen when you can. And so Chase will allow you to get a hunt. Look, said you speaking from experience? Chase will allow you to overdraw about $100 or so at the grocery store. Amen. And give you about 7 o'clock that evening to get it in. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Spiritually, we want to do God the same way. We're hoping and praying that when we need God, he's available. And we want to withdraw all of this goodness from God. But unfortunately, we're broke and we don't even know it. Luke chapter 18, one of your brothers, I'm going to need you to read for me. We're going to hurry up and quickly get these folks out of here. I only got two ideas and the first one's almost done. Luke chapter 18, round about verse 18, the Bible says what?
Now a certain ruler asked him, saying,
read.
Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
Read.
So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good?
Read.
No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal.
Read.
Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And he said, all these things I have kept from my youth.
Stop. Do you see this rich young ruler here? Amazingly enough, you know, it's amazing that he would throw out good master, good teacher. And I know that totally conflicts with Jesus' statement. Why call me good? Who's good except for God himself? What's your point, Stan? If you're going to withdraw from God, make him God. Are you listening to me? Don't come to him when you just need a little advice. Don't bank on him if he's just half the God. Don't bank on him if he's just a good master or a good teacher. No, if you're going to withdraw from God, make him God.
That's good.
Amen. I know what we want. We want half of God. And then half of whatever else. See, we like to leave a margin, some room, just in case God don't work. I know how we think. If, for instance, let me throw it back on me, I know how I think. I think I got it figured out. I think I can manipulate enough variables to make this plan happen. But just in case I don't, God, I may need you. You can't withdraw off of something if you ain't totally invested in it. Say amen when you can. I want to help you here because this rich young ruler says, good teacher, what is the law? I mean, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, well, what's the law? What's the reading of it? Gives the long list, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do this. But have you ever noticed that Jesus leaves off covet? Y'all quiet. Don't read past your scriptures, people. Spend some time and take a park break and just pull it up and just hang out for a little while. Covet's not mentioned in this text. And I'm led to believe Jesus is leaving this brother a margin, some space to withdraw on something that's legit. How do you know, Stan? Because look at what happens next. He says, all these things I've kept from my youth. Boy, when you know you're rolling in dope, you know you're rolling. Amen. Your boys call you up, Stan, and you got money in your pocket, money in the bank, gas in the car, and you know you're good. Yeah, what y'all want to do? But man, let's go down. Man, let's roll. You want me to drive? I'm saying when you know your money's right, say amen. Matter of fact, let's not even drive our cars. Let's rent one. Matter of fact, I've been wanting to drive that new Camaro, so let's get the Camaro. Amen. And what's interesting to me is you have positioned yourself as to withdraw off of the physical, the carnality, the natural stuff, which resources are limited. Hang with me, church. And just at the moment you think you got it, that's when your car don't work. Are you listening to me? And now you want to pull up the just-in-case God card. Lord, can you get this one through? Lord, you know I'll be there Sunday. Can you just let my card go through today? And what you're doing is you're trying to now withdraw off of two different accounts. Now you want your physical account to go through based upon your spiritual account with God. I just gonna hurt a little bit. I told you it was, but just hang in there. There's some balm in Gilead. And it's interesting because Jesus says, you know what? You've answered correctly. You've done right, but there's still one thing that you lack. And what does he say?
Sell all that you have.
Hold up, Jesus. Hold up, Jesus.
Sell
hold,
all.
Hold up, Jesus. Now, this is for my bougie folk who ain't never had an NSF. Are you listening to me? I didn't want to leave y'all out. Some of y'all got funds from here to the West Coast, to the East Coast, to the South, to the North, and you're riding dirty, amen? Here's what's interesting to me. He said, I've done all the things that you've asked of me to do according to the law. I claim I've been depositing in my spiritual account. And Jesus turns around and says, yeah, that's good, but you lack one thing. Go what?
Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor.
Wait a minute, Jesus. It was cool when you said go sell it. But now I got to give it to who? The folks who get NSFs? You mean I got to help Deja bring his account current? What? Jesus, you want me to do what? Right where? Right when? What? I mean, we ain't cool like that. I mean, we kick it on Sunday. He leads songs. I preach. But I mean, come on, Jesus. Y'all quiet, amen. I'm going to look this. I get it. I get the silence. Because that's where we're at. He says, go sell it.
All that you have and give it to distribute to the poor.
But look at the next verse. Read.
And you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.
I'm giving you an option, Jesus is saying. Give up your physical stuff and come hang out with me spiritually. Give your physical wealth up, and I'll give you an abundant spiritual wealth. And the Bible says what?
But when he heard this.
When he what?
When he heard this.
You know, sometimes you can hear something and not like what you hear before it come out all the way. Y'all quiet. Sometimes you know where stuff is going and you know you didn't want to hear it. And what's interesting, you set yourself up for it. Amen. Because it was the right thing to do, but you still just didn't want to hear it. Sometimes like the sermons you hear. Amen. You already know where the sermon going. Amen. And you know you need to hear it, but you don't really want to hear it. So you take your mind somewhere else. Some of y'all just left me a little while back. I'm cool with that. That's on you. But let me tell you something. You better come on and bring your mind around a circle. You better do an about face. You better make a quick old U-turn and come on back to reality. Because chances are you're lost and you don't even know it. Your credit score with the Lord is low. You around the 200 and somethings. I got to quit. But you're broke is what I'm saying. And you don't even know it. I got to quit, but let me tell you this. Let me throw a second idea out to you. So you're broke and you don't even know it. What you gonna do about it? Well, you gotta realize you're broke, but not beyond repair. There's still hope for you. Pull out your second envelope. Amen. Drum roll, please. Y'all know how we do it. Open up your envelope and pull out and see what's inside. What y'all see there? A deposit slip. So your account is all bad right now. God wants to give you another opportunity this morning. He wants you to have the option to deposit something into your spiritual bank account. How y'all feel? Yeah. How that make you feel? Yeah. Any of y'all ever been broke before and somebody hooked you up, brought your account current, or you went to shouting, especially when they not only brought it current, but put a few extra dollars off in it? Yeah. Amen. Look what happened to you. You was kind of feeling down, you know, and discouraged, and you had a little bit of diffusion going on in your mind of what you was going to do. You was everywhere. Your brain was just running. But as soon as your account brought current, and there's a few extra dollars, look what happened. You got confident again. First thing you did, oh, I'm going to go treat myself. Yeah. And so it's something you did. Hang with me, church. And so you go out and you buy the first thing you like. I don't know, maybe it's ice cream. Yeah. Amen, I like Baskin Robbins. Y'all like Baskin Robbins? Yeah. Every now and then you got to go get you one of them Snicker Blast things. And had them add a little bit of extra Snickers off in it. Yes, all right, y'all going back to sleep. You ain't got to like Snickers. Amen, or if you really trying to be modest and humble, you go to Thrifty's. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Rite Aid. and you get the Thrifty's ice cream. And instead of getting a single scoop of mint and chip, you get your double. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. And if you're really treating yourself, you get you a triple. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, why not do the same spiritually? So you've been struggling, you've been bankrupt, you've been, you know, insufficient in your spiritual walk with Christ. Why don't you throw double strength off in there? Why don't you ask God more than once to help you to stand when you're going through stuff? Why don't you reach inside and start adding some stuff that's going to keep you from being insufficient? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, I got to get out of here. Y'all all right out there? Is this making any sense to you? I want to help you and help us in our spiritual walk with the Lord, because sometimes we'll render ourselves irrelevant simply because we ain't depositing into the bank of God. Let me tell you something. When he says he'll grant you your needs according to his riches, God is rich, people. He owns the world. Matter of fact, David said he owned a hill of 1,000 cattle. He said, I was young and now I'm old, yet not have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. And I'm convinced when you need God the most, when you've been investing, he'll show up. He'll give you everything that you need. Not only what you need, but he'll start granting you some of your wants. I don't know about y'all. I want some stuff sometime. I said earlier when I begun, I need. But every now and then, I want. And it's okay to have some wants as long as your wants don't supersede your needs. And when you're comfortable with what you need and you're content with what you got, then God will give you some of the wants that you have. That's why he said when a man's way please the Lord, he'll give him the desires. Well, I hope I'm helping somebody up in here. Some of y'all just need to drop a big deposit in today. Amen. Collection plate is fine. Please, by all means, bless God. Amen. But drop into his spiritual bank account this morning. Ask God to grant you some more patience. Have some more mercy. Some more understanding. Here's how you get it. You got to start making the deposit. Y'all got pens on you? Why don't you fill out your deposit slip this morning? I'm going to give y'all a minute while I'm going to this text. Y'all just listen in. Date it for today. Amen. Don't y'all date it for tomorrow in hopes you might have it to deposit. No, deposit it today. It's just like when you get paid, if you don't pay yourself and put it away and pay God and put it away, you're going to spend it. Amen. It'll never make it to the bank. Amen. Deja, you know what I'm talking about? Amen. Bless you, brother. I see you smiling. Amen. But let me help you with some stuff. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine what?
As his divine power.
Read.
Has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him
who's called you?
Who called us by glory and virtue.
Read.
By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers
of the
divine nature.
Read.
Having escaped the corruption
that is in the,
is in the world through lust.
Read.
But also for this very reason giving all diligence.
Read.
Add to your faith virtue.
Okay.
And to virtue knowledge. To knowledge self-control.
Read.
To self-control perseverance.
Read.
And to perseverance godliness. To godliness brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness love.
Stop. You see what Peter's saying? Yes. Make some deposits. Yes. Here's what you do. Add to your faith. Your spiritual walk with God. You got enough physical stuff. Now start adding to the spiritual stuff. And you do it by the divine nature. You've been chosen. You've been saved. You've been predestined. You've been called. You've been made complete. So invest in what you've been made complete in. Amen. That stuff make me shout right there. Because what he's saying is it's going to give you the things that you need when it's time to withdraw. See, when you need him the most, you're going to have him. Because he's already on your mind. Amen. That's why millionaires don't worry about ever going broke. They're millionaires. Same with our spiritual walk with God. We're millionaires. Excuse me. We're billionaires. Excuse me. We're infinity heirs. That's all right. Y'all will get that later on. But it amazes me in verse 3 that Peter says, and he gives it by glory to glory and virtue. That Hebrew word translated glory is chabad, meaning weight or heaviness. The opposite, if you would, of a cotton candy type. Y'all go on back to sleep. You'll catch it on the way home. In other words, he who calls us has called us to a substantial and meaningful life. He gives you the abundance so that you don't lack anything. So you can confidently walk around, and when you need a word from God because somebody's struggling, you got it. You don't have to go get a chart. You don't have to go get a pamphlet. You don't have to go get your paper. You ain't got, oh, you have it in your heart. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, there's certain situations where people are needing your help, and all you can do is respond based upon the Spirit. And when the Spirit is in you, you do exactly what the Spirit tells you to do. Sometimes folk get to crying and needing some help, and all you can do is stop and pray. Amen. Ain't nothing else to do. You ask God. Amen. Deja said he'd been struggling. Sometimes all you can do when the Spirit prompts you is to get a brother a hug. Yeah. Amen. Let him know everything's going to be all right. Hang in there with him. Call him during. Are y'all listening to me? You give him some encouragement because chances are your time is coming. And you're going to want to have be able to withdraw on the same thing that this brother wants right here and right now. Maybe you're here this morning. Maybe you're here this morning and you have an NSF on your account spiritually. I'm trying to help you this morning. Don't worry about it. It's time to make a deposit. You fill out your deposit slip. Did you date it for today? You know, on that right-hand side where you put the money. Amen. Don't put checks. Put it by cash. Okay? And here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down something that you need to deposit in your spiritual bank account and write it next to cash. Amen. And this is what I need you to do this week. I need you to work on depositing that. And it doesn't start tomorrow. It starts right now. Let God give you the things that you need by you giving God what he's asking of you. He wants your life. And he promised that if you give him your life, he'll give you an abundant life. How do you know? Matthew 16, 24, any man desire to come after me, he needs to deny himself. Take up his cross and follow after me. If you desire to save your life, Jesus said you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. The cares of this world mean absolutely nothing. They come and they go. They're here and they're gone. Life, this physical stuff, you have it one day and then one day you don't. One thing I've always heard from my folks, don't forget where you come from. Amen. That's why I'm not ashamed to talk about NSFs in my physical account. Some folk are. But why? It's made me a better person. I can budget a little bit better now. You don't need that Snickers thing you want every day, Stan. You can have it once a week, maybe. Matter of fact, if the budget gets too tight, you can have it once a month. Pick your day, dream about it, you know. Don't covet it, but dream about it. And then when your day comes, enjoy it. But in the meanwhile, invest spiritually. Let the Lord, the God of heaven, give you the things that you need so that you are able to stand against the devil. The message is yours this morning. Y'all feel all right? I'm through preaching. I hope and pray I said something to encourage your hearts. Maybe you're here and you're a believer. Maybe you're falling short of the glory of God. Maybe you're insufficient. Maybe you've rendered yourself irrelevant because of the mere fact that you have not been investing nor been depositing into God and his account, your godly account. That's all right. Repent. Get on the right track. Start depositing the things you need in your God account so that when the times come and they start getting rough, you can stand. And you know you can stand because you know you got God. And maybe you're here. Maybe you're here and you're not a believer. Well, we want to encourage you, come by faith. Repentance, accept him to be the Savior. It's time for you to make your first deposit. Obey the gospel. Obey the fact that Jesus died for your sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and rose again just for you. So that when things get hard and rough in life, you can run to him and he can sustain you. He can hold you up. Because there's going to be some times in this life where you're going to be dealt some cards that you don't want to play and you're going to have to play them. Amen. Sometimes there is no option. But I guarantee you with God, there's always an option. The option you can have is you can give God your cards and say, here, play these for me, please. Amen. Amen. Y'all ever know about when you have somebody who can play cards real good? And you be like, hey, take over my game, especially when you're losing. God is like that. When you give him your life is what I'm saying. He'll orchestrate and he'll lead your life in the direction that he has designed it to go in the first place. God bless you this morning. If you need to respond to the call, please do so as together we stand in